interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
John, I remember a couple weeks ago when the Powerball was up at $500 or $600 million or something like that, and you were talking about buying some tickets, and you said, yeah, I could buy them over the phone, but I like having them in my hand and knowing that I got them, or, and, you know, that kind of thing. Well, a woman from Michigan, Laura Spears, she bought a Mega Millions ticket on the Michigan Lottery website. And this is for the December 31st drawing. She's thinking, for New Year's, I'm going to buy a thing. I'll buy a ticket. And she ended up matching five numbers to win $1 million, plus the mega multiplier that multiplied her win by three. So it was a $3 million ticket. She said, I saw an ad on Facebook that the Mega Millions jackpot was getting pretty high. So I got on my account and bought a ticket, the 55-year-old from Michigan says. A few days later, I was looking for a missing email from somebody, so I checked the spam folder in my email account, and that's when I saw an email from the lottery saying you'd won a prize. And so she logs into her lottery account and confirms, yeah, it's $3 million, and it went to her spam account. The spam folder.
So she would just forgot to go back to her app and check. And
yeah, and so she says, she says she'll be checking her spam folder more frequently. I definitely added the Michigan Lottery to my safe senders list just in case I ever get lucky enough to receive another email about a huge prize.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just by chance, she goes to the junk folder, and there it is. $3 million.
Well, I hear stories all the time about people who have the paper tickets and then forget to check them or lose them or leave them under something other. So there's no, I guess there's no perfect way.
Yeah.
Unless you get the numbers.
But I mean, if you went to just the spam and just hit delete and deleted them all,
Yeah.
Cleared them out of there.
Unless you get the numbers tattooed on your forehead.
You'd be in real trouble.
You check that way. I don't know. Don't touch the monkeys. Do not touch the monkeys. People in Pennsylvania were told that on Friday. A pickup truck with an enclosed trailer with 100 monkeys collided with a dump truck on the freeway, and four of the monkeys got loose. These are lab monkeys. They were headed to some kind of CDC-approved facility, the lab monkeys. So they were out there. Four of them were out there, on the loose, on the run. How do we get them? Helicopters with thermal cameras were sent out to help find those monkeys. But then they abandoned the search Friday night. And they told people, look, we're giving up on these four monkeys tonight. That's it. If you have one knocking on your door, don't talk to them. Don't touch them. Don't approach them. They're wild monkeys. You don't know what they're going to do to you. So they warned the citizens not to approach the monkeys. Citizens apparently behaved, because by Saturday, all of the missing monkeys, all four of the missing monkeys, were accounted for.
They had 100 monkeys in the back of a pickup truck?
They had some kind of trailer thing.
Okay.
Yeah, they had them in there. Little monkeys.
Well, as surprised as the woman was to find a $3 million lottery ticket in her spam folder, how about this New Jersey family that started seeing packages piling up on their front doorstep? And they weren't exactly sure what was going on till they figure out their 22-month-old had racked up $2,000 worth of a Walmart bill and ordered a bunch of furniture. Ayansh Kumar isn't even 2 years old yet, but they call him a COVID baby because he was born during the last couple years, and he's been growing up around his older siblings who do a lot of virtual schooling, so everything's done on screens. So the kid is fascinated with screens and phones and stuff. Well, the mom, they'd moved into this new house, and the mom had been shopping for some furniture. And she says, I'm a frequent shopper, and all of her payment information had already been loaded onto her phone, and she's still in the process of picking and choosing the pieces of furniture that they want. And they were letting the kid play with the phone. And there are some things, she loaded in there as maybes and maybes and what have you. But the kid just pay for it, send it. And so He bought $1,700 worth of furniture. And so the first person came with a box and put it on next to the door. The second person come, put it on the step. Then the third person comes. We're like, wait a minute, what is going on here? The kid, not even 2 years old, John, ordered almost $2,000 worth of furniture.
Well, you got one of those at home?
Yeah.
Does he get his hands on your phone?
Sometimes, you know, like if he wants to watch a little something while we're in doing something, you know, sometimes we'll set it up either on the tablet or the phone for him. Watch some Elmo.
Okay.
And, you know, and then like some of those videos, it'll go to a commercial thing and you got to push a button to skip through the commercials and back into the show. So I'm sure, you know, he can push a couple buttons and end up, you know, in somebody's shopping queue.
So next time you know, maybe you order something that didn't get approved by your better half that you ordered, you know, you blame it on the kid. No. I didn't do that. A kid.
Oh, did you let Barrett play with your phone?
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to keep it.